I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
I'm Ree Drummond. I'm a writer, blogger, photographer, mother, and I'm an accidental country girl. I live on a ranch in the middle of nowhere, and I've got a lot of mouths to feed. My style of food is simple yet scrumptious, and all my recipes have to be approved by cowboys, hungry kids, and me. Here's what's happening on the ranch.
Mikey!
My big brother Mike is coming to the ranch, so I'm making his favorite food, simple, perfect enchiladas.
Oh, man!
To go with them, garlic, cilantro, lime rice, and root beer floats that double as both drinks and dessert.
Come on, baby.
There's a little ranch work and frontier fun in store for Mike, and I'm sending him home with a care package of lunch leftovers and marshmallow crispy treats.
Oh, my gosh!
Welcome to my frontier. My brother Mike's coming over to the ranch today, and I am so excited. My husband Ladd's on his way over to Bartlesville to pick Mike up, so I'm getting a big lunch ready for him, including simple, perfect enchiladas. Mike has loved enchiladas his whole life. It's his absolute favorite food, and he loves this version. In fact, he requested it for lunch when I asked him what I could fix for him. I've got 2 tablespoons of canola oil, and I mixed in 2 tablespoons of flour. And this is the start of the sauce. Now I whisk the flour and oil together to make a paste. And now I'll pour in 2 cups of chicken broth. I always use low sodium or unsalted chicken broth because you can always add more salt later, but you can't take it out once you add it. My mom used to make these enchiladas, and they originally came from my father's mother's husband's sister's husband, I think. But he was actually from Mexico, so he had all these great recipes. I think he was technically my great uncle, but it's more fun to describe it the way I did. All right, this is starting to thicken a little bit, so I'll just add in a whole can of just regular old enchilada sauce. And then I'll add a little salt and pepper, about 1/2 teaspoon of each. While this thickens up, it's the perfect opportunity for me to give you the scoop on my wonderful, fabulous, perfect brother, Mike. Mike's one of my 2 older brothers, and we've always had a real special relationship. He lives in our hometown of Bartlesville, and everyone there knows him, loves him, and treats him like a friend. Mike has a pretty cool life. He's worked as a bailiff in court, gone on calls with police officers, and was even named honorary fire chief of the state of Oklahoma. He makes the world a better place, and from my point of view, he's pretty much the best brother ever. All right, the sauce is looking absolutely perfect, so I'm going to turn it down to a simmer and crank up another skillet so I can get started on the meat mixture. I've got 1 pound of ground beef. Beef enchiladas are Mike's favorite. And first, I'll drizzle in a little canola oil and add some diced onion. You know, these enchiladas actually have quite a few steps to them. They really are simple. Each step is really easy, but there are quite a few things to do. All right, the onions are going, so I'll throw in the meat. This recipe only uses a pound of beef, but it actually feeds quite a few people. You get about 14 enchiladas out of the deal. I'll just crumble up the meat and let it brown for a little while. Lad left about an hour ago to pick up Mike, so he should be getting there right about now.
How are you, Mike?
Good.
You ready to go do some work?
Yeah.
Good to see you.
Good to see you.
We got some hard work lined up for you.
Really?
You've been working out? You ready to go?
Yeah.
All right. The meat's nice and brown. So I'll turn off the heat, and then I'm going to drain off the fat. The enchiladas have plenty going for them. They do not need the excess fat from the meat. There's not too much. Perfect. Now I'll sprinkle in a little salt and pepper. Stir it in, and that's the basic meat mixture. So I'll let that sit while I get started on the tortillas. I've got a small skillet over medium-high heat, and I'll pour in just enough canola oil for it to coat the whole bottom of the pan. Now I've got corn tortillas, and I'm just gonna fry them pretty lightly. The idea is just to moisten them up. You don't wanna fry them till they're crisp. So one by one, I'll just drop the tortillas into the hot oil. Just let it sit in there for a few seconds, and then it's time to flip it over. Again, you don't want to get any crispiness on the tortilla, so probably 10 seconds in, it's time to take it out of the pan. And then I just put it on a paper towel-lined plate to drain the excess oil, then drop in the next tortilla. This goes pretty quickly once you start. Just don't get distracted and go check on your laundry, because you'll have a really crispy tortilla when you come back. Don't ask me how I know this. Up next, I'm finishing the enchiladas. Then there's root beer floats and marshmallow crispy treats to whip up. It's an action-packed day on the ranch for everyone.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself
and for those facing homelessness,
because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas, big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
How's the kids?
They're doing good.
Your dad missed me?
Yep. Yeah, you need to come over and eat with us a little more often.
Yeah.
Okay.
My brother Mike's coming out to the ranch today. I am so excited. My husband Lad went over to Bartlesville to pick him up, and I've been throwing together a very Mike-friendly meal of simple, perfect enchiladas. I'm going to assemble the enchiladas, but first, I'll put about a half a cup of this yummy sauce in the bottom of the pan. It just gives the enchiladas a great foundation, and it makes the whole thing really messy and gooey and wonderful. All right, now I'll start putting the enchiladas together. I'm going to use a plate because this is very messy. I'll grab one of the tortillas, and I dip it in the sauce to totally coat it. Get it on the plate. Now I'll start by spooning on a little bit of the meat mixture. And then I have some really finely diced black olives. After that, I've got some sliced green onions. Gives it a nice sharpness. Some regular old diced green chilies. At the end, as much cheese as I can fit in there. And then fold it up, hope that it closes, and it did. Put it seam side down in the pan. All right, that's one down, 13 to go. All right, I got them all in there. Now I'll take the rest of the sauce and it just gets poured right over the top. What a yummy pan of enchiladas. Beautiful. And then on goes the rest of the cheese. Enchiladas have to be covered with tons of melted cheese. It is written. And I've got a bunch more good stuff, mostly green onions, but still some black olives, a couple of chilies, and those just go over the top. And then I'm just gonna keep this in the fridge, bake it later, and I know my brother Mike is gonna be one happy guy. Mikey!
Wait! I'm so crazy about you!
Give me a hug! Yay! Mwah. What do you want to do today?
Drive to Wino, and you're not driving.
What do you mean I'm not driving? I'll take you on a ride in the Rhino.
I get to drive.
Of course.
Okay, let's go.
I'll see y'all later.
All right, Mike's going to go take me for a drive now. Was that an adventure? All right, I'm gonna go in and get food ready.
We're gonna go check on Josh.
Okay.
All right, you guys have fun.
All right, see you, honey.
Mike, you're not driving?
Come on, lad.
Why don't you let Mike drive, honey?
I got a surprise for him.
What kind of surprise is that, lad?
Well, put your seatbelt on and I'll show you.
Bye, guys.
All right, you ready?
Oh my gosh.
Mike loves hanging out with Lad. A little more than he likes hanging out with me, I think. All right, the enchiladas need to bake in a 350-degree oven for about 20 minutes till they're hot and bubbly. To go with the enchiladas, I'm making garlic cilantro lime rice. I added a tablespoon of canola oil to the pan, and I'm gonna throw in a diced onion and 3 cloves of minced garlic. And I'll just stir these around for about 3 to 4 minutes until they start to soften. I'll bet my husband and my brother are just having a blast together. I hope they remember to come back for lunch. Okay, the onions and garlic are starting to get soft. So I'm gonna turn the heat to low and then add the rice. I'm gonna throw in about 2 cups of long grain rice. And then I'm gonna let it cook over low heat for about 2 to 3 minutes, but I really wanna stir the whole time to make sure it doesn't burn. The rice has been cooking for a few minutes, so I'm gonna grab a couple of limes and add some lime zest to the rice. It's gonna give the rice a great citrus flavor. I love serving rice with any Mexican dish. Since the enchiladas have so many different flavors going on, I thought the lime and the cilantro would go really well with them. Okay, I've zested about a lime and a half, and I think that's gonna be enough. Lime zest looks so pretty in rice. All right, now I'll just slice the limes in half and squeeze the juice right in. All right, now I'll stir that around. I'm gonna raise up the heat a bit, and then I'll pour in 2 cups of low-sodium chicken broth. You can always add more later if the rice is sticky. Now this just needs to come to a boil. All right, the rice is boiling, so I'm gonna turn the heat way down. And then this just needs to simmer for about 10 to 15 minutes. By that time, the guys should be back. To go with the enchiladas and rice, I thought I'd make root beer floats. My brother Mike loves floats of any kind, so he's gonna be really excited. To save time, I already froze the mugs with the ice cream inside. I just ran the mugs under cold water, then threw them into the freezer to chill. After about 15 minutes, the mugs were all frosted, so I put 2 scoops of vanilla ice cream into each one so they'd be all ready to go for lunch. Okay, I've got the ice cream. Now I've just got to fill them with root beer. Hey, Mikey!
Hi! Oh! Hi! Oh, I'm glad to see you!
Glad to see you too, Mikey.
You hungry?
Oh, man, I'm hungry.
I am too.
Hey, guys. Just in time. Hey, Mikey.
Hey, honey.
Hey, honey. Honey, I'm home.
Mike, you got here just in time. I'm just finishing the root beer floats.
Oh, man, root beer floats.
Here, you take the first one.
I take the first one.
You go sit down over there, and I'm going to get lunch pulled together, okay? Here you go, Brycey.
Thank you.
All right, Paigey girl.
Thank you.
Who do I give this one to? My honey or my baby?
Me.
Sorry, honey.
Well, I knew I was going to lose that one.
Oh, man, this is good root beer fruit.
Mike, here's the sushi.
That looks good, honey.
Otherwise known as enchiladas.
Oh, man.
You'd rather have sushi, wouldn't you, Mike?
Oh.
Here you go, Mikey. Dig in.
How come he gets the first plate?
He's older than you.
I'm older than you.
That makes me next, then.
I'll take the next one.
Guess who's last, Todd?
Me.
So, Mike, how was your rhino ride with Lad? Did you survive it?
What? Going off the cliff?
I saw you guys go off that hill.
Mike wanted to.
I don't think Mike had much of a choice.
He liked it, though.
Yeah.
So, Paige, what do you guys have planned with Uncle Mike?
We were actually thinking about going fishing.
Fishing?
Mike, Uncle Mike does not like fishing.
Oh, yes, I do. And I bet you I could catch more fish than you can.
Ooh, that's a fun idea. You need to have a contest. The most fish, the first fish.
The biggest fish.
I bet you I will win them all.
He's a big
He's not lacking in confidence, is he?
Good job, Mike.
Nice one.
Nice one, man.
I had a bite, but I lost it.
Oh, I had one.
Where's the fish?
I don't know, Mike. Maybe you're scaring them off.
I did not.
The fish aren't biting.
My brother Mike's been on the ranch today. We've had such a fun time. We've all had lunch, and now the kids have taken Mike fishing. They absolutely loved spending time with him. I'm just headed over to the house to pick up Mike because I think he's going to be ready to get home. But I'm not going to send him home empty-handed, so I put together a care package for him. Part of the care package is just leftovers from our lunch. He loves those enchiladas, so I popped a couple of extra ones into a microwave-safe bowl with some rice, and then it'll be all ready for him to heat up. To go with the leftovers, I also made Mike a batch of marshmallow crispy treats. He absolutely loves them. He always has. To make the treats, just melt 1/4 cup of butter in a saucepan, then add a 10-ounce bag of large marshmallows. Add 1/4 teaspoon of salt, then stir it all around until it's all melted and combined. Take it off the heat for a second. Then to a large bowl, add 6 cups of rice cereal. Then drizzle on the melted butter marshmallow mixture. Then stir it all around until it's all combined. Toward the very end, stir in a package of small marshmallows. Try to get them combined, and then each treat will have these nice little chunks of marshmallow. After that, press the whole mixture into a buttered pan. Then for a final decoration, I just sprinkled on some rainbow sprinkles. Then I just let them cool completely and set up, cut them into squares, wrapped them individually in plastic wrap, and packed them in the care package for Mike. Honestly, I don't know what he's gonna like better, the leftovers or the crispy treats.
Good job, Mike.
Did you guys catch anything?
No.
Aw, come give me a hug. I'm sorry. I made you some treats. Your favorite.
Oh, my gosh.
And I gave you some leftovers from lunch, okay? So you can heat them up when you get home.
Bye.
It was so good seeing you.
You guys stand up on the wall. You can wave at Mike.
Bye. Gonna miss you, Mike.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. If you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. Use the Stamps.com mobile app to mail everything you need to keep your business running with up to 89% off USPS and UPS. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Use code PROGRAM for a special offer. That's Stamps.com, code PROGRAM.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Here's a question for the marketers listening. Want to find that perfect customer beyond the world of scrolling, swiping, and searching? Here's a secret to make sparks fly. Smooth talking with podcast ads. With Acast, you can reach millions of listeners who'll be hanging on your every word. On the train to work, in the gym, or waiting in line for coffee. Start up the conversation with podcast listeners anywhere and everywhere. And they're looking for love. 60% of listeners have a higher trust in brands they've met on podcasts compared to social. Get closer to your audience. Make podcast ads with Acast. Head to go.acast.com/closer to get started.